So Joe Rogan has put his foot in it. He's got a podcast on Spotify. So he just signed a huge deal with Spotify to be on Spotify. So he said he's talking about people who are young and fit really don't need to get vaccinated.
Right. What he said was, you know, if a young person came up to me and said, should I get the vaccination? I'd be like, no, no reason to get vaccinated.
Yeah. So if you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating, like, I don't think you should worry about it. That's what he said.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Fauci came out today and said, stop, time out. You know, this isn't right. You still have to get vaccinated.
Right.
So people are saying that Spotify should go back and edit that part of the podcast or drop that episode totally because it's putting out false information.
Right. So a couple of things. So Fauci said, if you only want to worry about yourself and not society, that's okay. But if you're saying to yourself, even if I get infected, I could do damage to somebody else. So he came out and explained it and explained why you should get vaccinated regardless of how old you are, like unless you're a hermit and don't go out of the house. So I don't know if you saw, but Rogan just walked it all back.
Oh, did he?
Yes, because I guess Spotify said, you know that $1 million we're paying you? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and pull that and your contract and everything else. So either you come out and give a huge apology, I'm a dumbass, or, you know, bye-bye. Because people were like dropping Spotify like crazy and writing to Spotify and saying, I'm done with you. I'm not listening. You know, if you're going to support him and support this misinformation, then I want to have nothing to do with you. So here's what Rogan said. Let me just find it. I was just reading it on TMZ and I'm going to pull it up and read it to you. He said, Fauci is right. Young people should get vaccinated. I'm an effing moron.
Really?
He said, I want to make it clear. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I am a moron.
Right. And I'm an MMA announcer and I have a podcast and right. I'm a comedian and I was on
news radio.
News radio. And I was on Fear Factor. So you shouldn't really think of me as a doctor.
He went on to blame media clickbait for blowing the whole thing out of proportion. He said, I'm not a respected source of information, even for
me. Exactly.
He said, but at least I try to be honest about what I'm saying. Well, he left out a very important part, if he's trying to be honest. He left out the part where Spotify said to him, you have to stop getting on our air because now your content, we own your content. And if you're going to get on there and give misinformation and actually lie to our listeners, we're gonna, that's in our contract that we can say bye-bye.
See, and I would like to read what the contract says, because I think of Spotify as being online, that you don't have rules and regulations like the FCC. You can say whatever you want. I mean, I say batshit things about birds.
Right.
Should I be edited because I don't think we landed on the moon and I think birds are fake?
No, I'll tell you why. Because people know that either you're an idiot or you're joking, one or the other.
Well, you know, Joe Rogan's an idiot.
No, but hang on a minute. He has, you know, we have a lot of listeners. Yes, we have like tens of thousands. He has millions. And there are people that think that he knows something they don't know. People think that when they hear something or they watch something, that person is giving them information that only they know, that they're like privy to this information. So if he's telling young people to not get vaccinated, young people listening might be like, oh, snap, I'm not getting vaccinated now. Awesome. So what he says is damaging. You not believing we landed on the moon doesn't do anything other than make you look like an idiot. It doesn't hurt people in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But him giving misinformation about vaccinations when he's not a doctor and he doesn't know the first thing about it, can damage people, can keep this pandemic going. The whole point is we're trying to stop this friggin' thing, like not perpetuate it. So Spotify probably has some kind of morality clause or misinformation clause, or however they phrased it, fake news clause, whatever, in the contract that says if you're going to come out and lie to people and damage our reputation, we can say goodbye to you. So normally, you and I have seen this in radio. Radio has a no tolerance policy. You say something like that, you're fired. There's no but issue an apology.
But we're that's radio. This is Spotify. This is online. This has no.
That's why they're giving him a chance. That's my point. That's why they're giving him a chance. If it was radio, he'd be, he would have been out the minute he said it. That would have been the end of him. He'd be out there holding a sign. Please hire me.
If you can find the Alex Jones show and you listen to that, you know that Alex is a moron. Mm-hmm. So you listen to Joe Rogan, not for hard news. You listen to Joe Rogan because he is a MMA announcer and, you know, he does 3 hour long interviews.
Right. So stay in your lane is the idea. Spotify is very into branding. Remember last night we had Rob Shooter on talking about the 4 word answer. Mm-hmm. You have to have 4 words that describe your brand, that describe who you are. Well, Joe Rogan's brand isn't medical information. So he can't start offering medical information because that's not part of what he does. We all know that Alex Jones, that's his, he traffics in disinformation, his whole mm-hmm. show. If he's not lying for the entire time he's on the air, then he's not doing the right thing. His show is about making stuff up.
Right.
Joe Rogan's show is not about that. It's celebrity interviews. It's his opinion about pop culture stuff. So he was out of his lane and Spotify was right to give him the 2 minute warning.
Yeah. And I think that he's not regulated by the FCC. He can say anything he wants.
It doesn't matter. They're a private company. They can make any rule they want.
And that's true with them. I mean, it's the same with Twitch and YouTube with us and whatever syndication company we happen to be on that week. but, you know, I think that's a safe lane to go into, that you can pretty much talk about anything you want to. But you're right. Spotify owns it. They can do whatever they want.
And they're paying him a ridiculous amount of money. So they want something for that money. If he's not going to deliver it and going to cause problems and they're going to lose money because of him, mm-hmm. I'm sure that's in the contract as well.
Good point.